The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. The free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. All you got to do, ask that smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio and boom, the show pops up. Me? When do I pop up on the airwaves? I pop up every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. So if you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, and everything in between, thank you. You can always tune in. Man, what a busy day, what a busy afternoon, what a busy evening. Lots and lots of news, tons and tons of just some bad news, especially if you're a fan of the Philadelphia 76ers. First of all, we learned about 20, 30 minutes ago that Joel Embiid, who we know suffered some type of knee injury after Jonathan Kuminga fell on his leg, Joel Embiid has suffered a torn meniscus in his left knee. Joel Embiid tore this same meniscus back in 2017, ended his season after 31 games. And following in an MVP season, Joel Embiid might be done for the year again. Pretty bad, pretty terrible, pretty awful. Also, earlier today, we had some introductions in the NFL. Some of these new head coaches, Dave Canales introduced as the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. If you go out to Los Angeles, the Chargers introduced their new head coach and Jim Harbaugh. We also learned that the final open head coaching spot and position has been filled in the NFL as Dan Quinn is the new head coach of the Washington Commanders. So we have had a very busy day here on air. We have had a very busy show. J.P. Finley joined us from NBC Sports up in D.C. to talk about the hiring of Dan Quinn. And then today we also opened up the show with a very special guest. Adam Pac-Man Jones came through and joined us here on CBS Sports Radio, the former All-Pro, former Pro Bowler, a cornerback return specialist. He came through and joined us. He does have the Kansas City Chiefs coming through to win the Super Bowl. And let's see what happens here. If you missed a minute, a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And you can listen to those conversations with J.P. Finley as well as Adam Pac-Man Jones. Right before we went to break as well, I mentioned this. The NBA All-Star reserves were announced. We got the starters last week. Today we got the reserves. The reserves for the NBA All-Star team, they're selected by the coaches. And so this isn't like selecting the starters with a whole lot more of a popularity contest. The reserves, straight coaches. Straight coaches all the way through. Now, we might have some injury replacements, but let me go ahead and give you the list here of the All-Star reserves for the East. Let's go ahead and pop that open. Here we have Donovan Mitchell, Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson making the All-Star team, Julius Randle making it as well, two New York Knicks coming off the bench, Bam Adebayo, Tyrese Maxey of the 76ers, Paolo Banchero. He rounds things out for the East. Paolo Banchero making his first All-Star appearance in his second season. Meanwhile, in the West, you got a bunch of dudes who typically are injured, who are typically hurt, who have made it here. Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Steph Curry, Paul George, and Karl Anthony Towns. Things are pretty full here. The announcement made on TNT, the NBA on TNT, made by Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Ernie Johnson, and then Kenny the Jet Smith. I guess I don't want to say this is a surprise, but Jalen Brunson for the New York Knicks has been lighting it up. He did make his first All-Star team here. If you know anything about Jalen Brunson, you know his dad, Rick, former NBA point guard, typically a reserve. It was instrumental in getting Jalen to this point, national championships at Villanova, the success that he had with the Dallas Mavericks, now with the New York Knicks. And Shaq, he just wanted to show love to the entire Brunson family.
I'm really happy for Jalen Brunson for being the number two guy in Dallas and, you know, believing in himself and going to the city, which is known to be the mecca of basketball, taking over that city. It really is his team. I'm happy for him and his father. Love the relationship him and his father had. I remember one time he was complaining, and his father told him, stop complaining and man up. So congratulations to the Brunson family.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson making it as an All-Star. Not the most exciting personality, not the most engaging, but certainly someone who is a winner. The New York Knicks would not be in the position that they are in, a winning streak, if it was not for him. Now, being the fact that Jalen Brunson made the team, Julius Randle made it as well. Julius Randle will be out. He'll be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks with his shoulder injury. He will not play in the All-Star game. And so that does leave things open for the commissioner to place another player on. Will that player be Trae Young? The Atlanta Hawks have a record of 20-27. Trae Young as a point guard is one of the most exciting and dynamic players in the league, but does it lead to victories? Does he have enough talent around him? Either way, the Hawks stink, and he didn't become an All-Star pretty much because of it. So it doesn't matter if you can drop 27-11. Trae Young didn't make the All-Star team. And so Ernie and Kenny, they talked about the biggest All-Star snub. This is also on TNT.
So what jumps out at me immediately, Trae Young, obviously.
Well, he lead the league in assists, and you have it in 27.
Well, he's second in the league in assists, and he's averaging 27.
A lot of buckets.
For a team that's 20-27.
That's the difference.
You suck. If your team is losing, you're going to get punished. You're going to be punished. I've had this conversation with people here in Atlanta all week. It's like, hey, be prepared for this man, Trae Young, not to make the All-Star team. And the answer is no team success. You would think a guy on the team, you know, you're supposed to have two stars, DeJounte Murray, who's allegedly being shopped around. The NBA trade deadline is next Thursday. You would have an expectation that they have a winning record, and they don't. Are the numbers empty? Are the stats empty? Well, we'll see. Someone else who missed out on the All-Star team, De'Aaron Fox, did not make it. He is averaging 27 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds. Sacramento Kings, out in the Western Conference, are fifth. They have a winning record of 27-19. And so the crew, the TNT, they had a discussion as to whether or not Karl Anthony Towns should have been here over De'Aaron Fox. Listen to just Kenny and Chuck try to figure out what the deal is.
To me, it was between De'Aaron Fox and Karl Anthony Towns. And so De'Aaron Fox has the numbers to back up everything that he's doing in the Western Conference. Tough conference. He has been sensational as a normal 20, I think 26, 27 points a game. You know, that's a tough out. But when you're winning that at that proficiency as the Minnesota Timberwolves, I thought they would get two players. And so Karl Anthony Towns for him.
Yeah, well, Sacramento got shut out.
They did.
And they're the number 5 team in the West.
They are. But Kenny's point, they rewarded winning with Karl Anthony Towns. You know, they've been at the top of the West for a while now. So I got no problem with this team at all.
Yeah, I don't think you can argue with Karl Anthony Towns. It's just difficult to not have a representative from the Sacramento Kings on. And I know the fans in Sacramento, they've called up here you know, over the past year, as the team has improved, as they've gone to the postseason, and they are very proud of the team. And they know that they're almost like little brother of all the California teams. I mean, even the Clippers getting more attention as the Los Angeles Clippers. Man, we see Kawhi Leonard and Paul George added to the roster here as reserves, and the Kings get nada. And the All-Star game is going to go down, as we know, on February 18th in Indianapolis. Thank you again to Sal LaRocca from the NBA, president of Global Marketing, Global Partnerships, excuse me, for joining us last hour. It's nothing but a massive convention. That's it. I'm sure Trae Young, if he should choose, if he wants to accept it, will likely be named the starter in replace or in place of Julius Randle. And then, I mean, let's be real. Between now and we get to the All-Star break, there's not going to be an injury in the West. There's not going to be a player that has to, I don't know, you know, sit out a game. We'll see what happens as we move on. But, you know, people will complain. People will be bothered. But this is just business as usual when it comes down to the NBA. There's only been so many slots. The game will be played. We got this matchup on All-Star Saturday night. Sabrina Ionescu is going to be in a three-point shootout with Steph Curry. They won't be using the same ball. They won't be shooting from the same line, but they'll be doing this just for giggles, and so it'll all be fun. I'm not taking any of this too seriously. It's tough to. It really is. Let the fans see LeBron. Let Steph Curry come off the bench and knock down a three. We know Damian Lillard is a starter there. A whole lot of nothing. And speaking of a whole lot of nothing, this is already a busy All-Star weekend. We know we got to wait now a week and a couple of days for the Super Bowl to take place. But in this period of time, as I stand here in the studio, Baker Mayfield is on my screen. Baker Mayfield is at the Pro Bowl games. Yes, you might recall, the Pro Bowl isn't just the game, because there is no more traditional Pro Bowl game because you couldn't get the players to play hard enough for it. We got competitions. And so today we will see, I don't know, goofy competitions about who can run fast and who can aim the best. It's kind of nutty. And then meanwhile, the NHL is also having its All-Star game this weekend up in Toronto. So if you're looking for something to sit down and watch and something to do, hey, knock yourself out. You can watch NFL centers snap footballs into holes. You can watch the NHL, and then we also have the Senior Bowl as well. Hey, Ryan, you got options here, man. What the hell are you going to be watching?
A lot of hoops. Rather that over really anything else.
Just sitting down watching good old college.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, I don't want to say it's pathetic, but I got to be honest. If I wasn't here in the station, surrounded by these screens, I would not be watching these Pro Bowl games. Literally this minute, Jason Kelce is snapping footballs. They are checking his accuracy. There are five holes behind him by, I don't know, you know, how many yards is that? 10 yards, 15 yards, and they're checking his accuracy to see how good he is snapping footballs behind him. And it's just, they got to throw something on the air, right? The games weren't good enough, and so now we have the Pro Bowl games. I'm not interested in any of it, to be honest. I'm waiting for the Super Bowl just like everybody else. I mean, there's certain things that you can't force. But look, when you're the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, you got enough money, you want to put out a product that the fans can enjoy. I just think nowadays, us having social media, it's real easy to just take a crap on a lot of these events because they're terrible. Well, have they always been this bad? I don't think so. But now a lack of interest, the players making so much money, it's real difficult to get into these All-Star games. And maybe one day the NBA does away with the All-Star game as well. And kudos to Major League Baseball All-Star game. The players actually have to show up and play. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, unfortunately, we know about Joel Embiid going down with this meniscus. We just had these all-star rosters announced. Kevin Durant made his return to Brooklyn last night, in addition to Damian Lillard making his return to Portland. But I want to switch gears because I'm not all that interested in no damn Pro Bowl or the Pro Bowl games. I want to take a look at someone who's actually going to be participating in the Super Bowl. That is Andy Reid. Earlier on in the show, and speaking to Pac-Man Jones, Andy Reid had some, well, Pac-Man had some positive words for Andy Reid. We're going to talk about Andy Reid on the other side of the break. We'll also continue on here from Jim Harbaugh, some of the other coaches, Canales introduced today as well with the Panthers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect co-worker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA is playing basketball right now. And Charles Barkley was just on TNT. Yeah, he announced the All-Star starters. So I'm sure at this point Charles Barkley is having a nap in the green room. Shout outs to Charles Barkley. Always a pleasure to see Sir Charles here in Atlanta, Georgia. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of Atlanta, Georgia, we had an Atlanta native who passed by the show to begin things. Adam Pac-Man Jones decided to hop on the air here with us. He's a musician now. He has music coming out. He's also a contributor to Pat McAfee's show. And so thank you to Pac-Man for chatting it up with us. He did have some kind words for Andy Reid. And so what we're going to do is share those kind words with you next break. And then next hour, I really want to get into this because we live in a world right now where coaches in the NFL, are they getting love? A lot aren't getting love. Michael Parsons decided to crap on his own coaching staff, and Bill Belichick doesn't have a job, and Mike Vrabel doesn't have a job. And so we're going to get into that next hour. I want to let you know, as we move closer and closer to the big game, you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. You should know this as well. Restrictions, they do apply. Speaking of head coaches, there are some coaches that have received a little bit of love, a lot of love. And how about someone who just won a national championship on the college side? That happens to be Jim Harbaugh. Today, out in Los Angeles, he was introduced as the Chargers next head coach. Introductory press conference took place today. And you know Jim Harbaugh, he's kind of wild and nutty. He is all fired up and ready to go. Take a listen to Jim.
I'm waking up like real early in the morning these days going, I got to bring it. I got to bring my A game in every sense of the word. And I want to get a coaching staff put together and hired that, is going to be worthy of, of coaching, not only Justin, but, Derwin and all the guys. I mean, I really think this is a talented group that's been assembled here, and that's what's going to motivate it. That's what's going to drive. So I'm really thinking about my accountability and just, making sure that I'm ready, and the things that I tell him are going to be, exact because I've looked at it and watched it, and but it's going to be a team effort all the way.
Yeah, we know it's going to be a team effort, but we know the most important player on said team is Justin Herbert. What are your expectations of Justin Herbert? Do you love him? You like him? Tell me, Jim.
Justin Herbert, you see, I mean, he's a, as well said on that video, I mean, he's a crown jewel in the National Football League. Derwin James, there's another one. Talk about somebody getting me fired up. I mean, let's go. Justin Herbert walks up on you, like, okay, all right, this is awesome.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh is excited. He still has work to do. You got to round out the staff. You got to put the team together. Well, Jim, tell us about what the hell you're trying to build here.
I mean, humble and hungry. I mean, right there. I mean, that's where we are right now. Humble and hungry, and we're gonna respect all our opponents, and we're gonna strive that we're gonna earn their respect, and we're gonna earn our winning. Tough team. The resilient team, a relentless team, physical team is what we're gonna aspire to be. Don't let the powder blues fool you. That's what we're gonna aspire to do.
Okay, I think it's gonna take a year. Maybe longer for him to put his imprint on the team. I know that nowadays you might look at a new roster and a new coach who comes in and think that automatically you're going to have newfound success. And they should have success. They do have a reputable head coach, someone who has experience, someone who's won on every level. He has not won that Super Bowl, got close until his brother beat him. And he's coming out from Michigan with a championship. And so I expect them to be competitive, especially given the fact that they have a starting quarterback. I do need to mention this to you. The news has come down the pipe here that the Raiders are adding to their coaching staff. We know Antonio Pierce is going to go ahead and move forward, not as the interim head coach, but he is now their full-time head coach. It's been reported that Cliff Kingsbury is going to be joining the Las Vegas Raiders as their offensive coordinator. Cliff Kingsbury was not in the NFL last year. He was an offensive analyst, senior analyst, whatever the hell you want to call him, for USC. So he's making his way back to the NFL. The last time we saw Cliff Kingsbury, he led a team, an Arizona Cardinals team, to a 4-13 record. And we know that Kyler Murray was just kind of beat to shreds, beat to a pulp, got injured. And Cliff Kingsbury, his team's typically out in Arizona as the head coach. Cliff Kingsbury had difficulty finishing up seasons or playing a full season. A team would play half the year would be good. The team would finish the year bad. It seemed like there was a matter of discipline. It was always surprising to me when he got himself a contract extension. It didn't make too much sense. And then ultimately, he got fired. But Cliff Kingsbury is being brought in to help develop whoever the hell is going to be the quarterback for the Raiders. The Raiders, good luck. They'd be hard-pressed to go ahead and get a quarterback in the draft. They are not drafting high enough to have one. They're going to get the number 13 selection, and it's probably more realistic that they're going to be looking at Aiden O'Connell and maybe Jimmy Garoppolo to lead the way. And so if Cliff Kingsbury can work out some of that magic that he has with guys like, Baker Mayfield or even Patrick Mahomes out at Texas Tech, then I guess the Raiders should be so lucky. They got to find somebody to throw the rock. And Cliff Kingsbury, if there's anything you can count on, it may not be being him leading a football team. The man knows how to work with QBs. We've seen the results. Let's see if he could squeeze water out of a rock in Las Vegas. Speaking of quarterbacks, this man needs a whole lot of help, and this is the reason that his head coach has been hired. We can go ahead and take a look up to North Carolina with Dave Canellis. Dave Canellis spent 1 year with the Bucs as their offensive coordinator, just worked with Baker Mayfield, who was just on the screen here as he is at the NFL Pro Bowl games. But Dave Canellis worked with Baker Mayfield. We saw the Buccaneers end up in the playoffs despite playing in a crap division, the NFC South. And Dave Canellis, he also worked under Pete Carroll both at USC and with Seattle. Today, he was introduced to all of the folks in the Carolinas, and we know what his job is. He got one job and one job only. Fix Bryce Young. Dave Canellis said, man, he's up for the task. Listen.
The more that I got ready for this interview and started watching Bryce, looking at my notes from his eval, I mean, that's just a year ago. You know, we're evaluating him as a player, as a person, with all the information that we could. I just got more and more fired up about the opportunity to have this amazing talent. And he's the guy. He's the right guy that we all talk about when we have that quarterback, that franchise, face of the franchise type of player. And that got me really excited.
Oh, you can be excited, but the team sucks around Bryce Young. Maybe one of the reasons that Bryce Young sucked is because he was playing with me and Ryan Hickey and Pat Boyle. Maybe that's why he sucked. So this question is to you, Dave. What the hell are you going to do with the rest of the team?
We are going to become what Bryce is great at in the pass game. We're going to grow to the capacity that he can handle. There's got to be a commitment and a discipline about that. There was a growth curve there with Baker. Here's where we're at today. Based on the information we have, let's get into these situations to see where he looks most confident. When I see that back foot planted in the ground and that ball rips out of there without any hesitation, okay, I know we've got something. Nice. Let's find more of those.
Thanks. I mean, maybe he can just be a motivational speaker. I don't know. It all sounds good. It sounds nice. But realistically, he can have all these niceties and he can, you know, thank his wife for the job. And what else are you going to do? He is a real human being. He just did get a job. But the NFL is a pressure cooker. He's going to be criticized. He's going to be criticized from day one. And the fans want to see some type of results. If anything, they want to see improvement from Bryce Young from what he did this past season, which ain't a whole hell of a lot, throwing 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. That they don't get the job done. And I don't know, maybe Dave Canellis does an okay job and they realize that, hey, we don't want Bryce Young here, but we'll keep the coach. I just feel that these two will be connected at the hip. And so the head coaching carousel, it's done. If you're going to think about a game of musical chairs, every chair, every seat has been filled. Gerard Mayo, new head coach of the New England Patriots. Antonio Pierce, just mentioned him hiring Cliff Kingsbury to be his offensive coordinator. Antonio Pierce leading the Raiders. Brian Callahan leaving the Cincinnati Bengals in their offense to run the Titans. Jim Harbaugh, we just heard him, is leading the Chargers. Dave Canellis, obviously, with the Panthers. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, Raheem Morris returns to take over the Falcons. Mike McDonald is now leading the Seattle Seahawks. And we discussed this earlier on in the show. Dan Quinn now running things for the Commanders in Washington. No Bill Belichick, no Mike Vrabel. I hope they get their pipes warmed up. I hope they get their makeup faces ready because we are likely to see them on television. And they are probably going to wait for some schmuck to get fired next year. If I got to think about a few schmucks, maybe it's Mike McCarthy. Maybe it's Nick Sirianni. You know, maybe I don't think people will be running away from the opportunity to coach Jalen Hurts. And yeah, I know Dak Prescott is there. He can play. I don't think anybody's going to run away from coaching him. Okay? Head coaching carousel, the seats all filled up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a dude. Well, he don't got to worry about his seat. He's still coaching. He's going to be coaching in the Super Bowl again this upcoming Sunday. His name is Andy Reid. And Pac-Man Jones joined us. He had some positive words to say about Andy Reid. We know Patrick Mahomes, of course, plenty of positive words to say about Andy Reid. And I just told you about a couple of schmucks. Life doesn't get any easier for Mike McCarthy. Is he a doormat? Is he here for everybody to get stepped on? Micah Parsons had some words about coaching that I also think apply to Washington's new coach in Dan Quinn. These players just say whatever the hell they want now. What a tough world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is the JR Sport Brief Show. And how about this? Yeah, Orioles, it's being reported. The Orioles are expected to acquire Corbin Burns. Brewers receiving prospects Joey Ortiz, D.L. Hall. Orioles are just turning the page here, right? First, you bump the owner out of there. People hated him, the Angelos family. They hate all of them. And now you're bringing in Burns? Well, look. New York Yankees, they got some work to do. By the time I look, by the way, Blake Snell is still available. Let's see what happens there. The Orioles picking up Corbin Burns. I don't want to say the rich get richer, but a young team continues to get better. I want to fill you in on this before we keep things rolling. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. There's been a lot of discussions about coaching, particularly in the NFL. Kiki, I got to be honest. These are a lot of people. Now we learned 30 minutes ago Cliff Kingsbury is moving on, and now he's going to be the offensive coordinator for Antonio Pierce and the Raiders, and Dan Quinn gets a job. Has there ever been this much action and movement, like this much attention paid to every move, even guys who don't move? Ben Johnson doesn't go anywhere. And then he's in the news because he doesn't move. I don't know if we've ever had this much attention paid to even the coordinators. They're rock stars, too.
They are. And I think now you see their importance more than ever. I think it helps where there are so many jobs open now, and you see like so many good quarterbacks, so many good offensive minds. The league's like in a really good spot with all this talent at quarterback, at head coach, at coordinator, a lot of young talent as well. It's not a problem per se, but it's, I guess, a really good thing for the league now as the NFL continues to get stronger.
Yeah, it's wild. Even earlier today, we learned at Boston College that they lose their head coach. Jeff Hafley decides to move on from BC. He is going to be the new defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. We know Joe Barry, he got the boot, you know, following the season, despite their success on the offensive side of the ball. And it's kind of wild to even see a man leave college as a head coach and say, I'm going to go be a coordinator in the NFL. Hey, Brian Gutekunst, it's nice to hear him in a public forum, not have to talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. He talked about his excitement in adding Jeff to his roster.
You know, I haven't been to Boston College in a little while. When he was at Ohio State, I think I did have a brief conversation with him in his 1 year at Ohio State. Not a lot of he's very, very well respected in the league and someone that, you know, I know that, you know, has been highly respected and for a long time. I love the fact that he's got some head coaching background. I think that'll help us and help Matt as we go forward. And I'm just really looking forward to working with him and getting to know him more.
I think it's all about respect, man. At any level of coaching, it's all about respect. We see the Sabins of the world leaving. We see the Harbaughs moving back into the NFL. I think his reason's a little bit different. He's like, hey, I'm not sticking around here to get punished anymore. It's time for me to go to the NFL where I can be a little bit untouchable with the Michigan stuff. Here's your championship. It's time to keep it rolling. But there's been so many changes in college. So it's been reported that one of the key reasons that Jeff Hafley decided to leave Boston College is because he didn't want to deal with all the other quote-unquote stuff that's now required of a head coach. You got to be a head coach. You got to be the chief recruiter. You got to find money. Whatever happened to just coaching? And I've always been an advocate of, hey, the players need to get paid. I'm also an advocate that the players sooner than later need to participate in the revenue that the NCAA is generating. But I think in a bigger picture, how the process has been rolled out has been haphazard. Because the NCAA waited so long to actually even allow the players to earn money and make a living via NIL, the system is slow to catch up. And that's typically how things work. I don't care what line of business that you work in. Innovation in big companies and large entities with multiple individuals making decisions is sort of like the government. It takes forever to see change. Something has to happen to light that spark to have it forced. Well, the NCAA held on for so long that when they were finally basically forced to open things up, the floodgates opened and they were not prepared for what was to come. So I can't blame any head coach in college who says, I don't want to deal with this NIL stuff. I signed up just to coach a team. And so, hey, good luck to Jeff Hafley leaving Boston College to become a defensive coordinator. And just maybe, if the Packers can have some success, maybe this will be a quicker route for him to get to the NFL. All about respect. It's difficult. It's tough to come by. You know, I talked about Dan Quinn and we had this conversation, you know, earlier on in the show with J.P. Finley. He joined us from D.C. He works with NBC and 106.7 The Fan. And he said the fans don't, you know, they're not all that excited. They're just like, oh, yeah, great, great, great. Dan is here, whatever. Just, well, what's next? How are we filling out the roster? How are we going to find success? And one of the reasons that folks are not, you know, maybe all that enthused with Dan Quinn, despite the success with the Dallas Cowboys, despite his overall success with the Atlanta Falcons, you know, it's a what have you done for me lately world. People remember what takes place and what has taken place at the end. And his tenure with the Falcons, the team was falling apart. They were getting older. And a lot of it at the beginning, or the beginning of the end, happened at the Super Bowl, which you might recall the Falcons lost after having a 28-3 lead over the Patriots. You know, the Patriots came back to win in overtime, and that was probably all she wrote for Dan Quinn. It was going to be difficult to go ahead and bounce back from that. And, yeah, let's see how Washington and the Commanders respect somebody who had to walk into a press conference and have an interview on Fox after blowing probably the biggest lead that we've ever seen in Super Bowl history. If you need a reminder and you want to know why players may not respect him, possibly, this is Dan Quinn after that Super Bowl loss against the Pats.
Dan, you guys looked like you were well in control. What happened?
Well, for sure it hurts like hell. And our guys battled hard and made plays, you know. And we know how good and what they're capable of doing. And that's why you thought this game would come down at the end, and it did. Two good teams battling for it. So, you know, we knew what they were capable of as well.
What did they do that you guys couldn't stop?
Well, I don't know if it was one thing, you know, that obviously that would have taken place. But honestly, just making plays, Aaron. That was, you know, we got to tip our hat off to them, you know. We thought it was going to be about the ball. You know, it came down at the end. They had a turnover that was, you know, a key factor for sure. But for us, you know, it wasn't one thing, you know, we could have done to, you know, to say this one thing we would do different. But we knew it was going to be a battle, and it for sure was. It was a fantastic game. Really proud of the way our guys battled and competed.
No, bro. No. The man had to go backwards, had to lose his job, go get a new job with the Dallas Cowboys. And now he has another shot. He has another go at it. He's well-liked. He's respected. But he has a lot to overcome. That is a stink that you can't necessarily go out there and wash off. And he has no quarterback. And we don't know who his offensive coordinator is going to be. And so Dan Quinn is like a man who landed on an island and is just trying to figure things out. How is he going to attract talent? How is he going to win? And nobody wins without a quarterback. Someone who knows that very well is Andy Reid. Andy Reid is one of the first dudes to tell you every single time, a lot of the success that I've had is attributed to the quarterbacks that I've been able to work with. Whether or not you absolutely hate Donovan McNabb or think he gave up and quit, either way, we know about the success that he's had with this man named Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is also someone who praises Andy Reid and shows him love any chance and opportunity that he gets. So if you want to talk about respect, yeah, it's easy to have some when you're out there winning games. Patrick Mahomes, after winning the AFC Championship, he showed nothing but love to Andy Reid.
There's no difference. The only time I've seen Coach Reid like kind of a little bit more excited is after winning the Super Bowl. Other than that, it's like the same exact person, but that's what you need. You need your leader to be calm, win, loss, no matter what it is, the same person, come to work every single day and put that work in, and let us be who we are. And he talks about showing your personality. And lets us be who we are every single day. But he has that demeanor to show that no matter what the challenge is, we can go out there and attack it.
Okay. Hickey, how many cheeseburgers for Andy Reid if they win?
Oh, I mean, at least three, right? Bare minimum, you got to match the rings you have.
How many cheeseburgers do you think Andy Reid could eat in one sitting?
I would say he could put down five.
Oh, my God.
Like 8 ounce, right? Like that's like a normal size?
Five cheeseburgers?
What do you think?
I feel dirty even. I'm asking because the team gifted him. They gifted him a cheeseburger in a shoebox.
They did.
Like, I got to be. Andy Reid doesn't need to eat a cheeseburger. Like, why are they gifting him these? I get it. He must be eating them like they go out of style, but. I don't know. He's going to be out in Las Vegas. He can have the most luxurious, you know, $250, $300 cheeseburger that he can get his hands on. Wow. I don't know. At least he's loved. It's very rare that you find football coaches that get that type of respect. You know, people want to give Mike Tomlin the boot, it seems like, on a yearly basis, an annual basis. Mike Tomlin gets love. Andy Reid gets love. You know, Pete Carroll, for the most part, outside of Russell Wilson wanting out, you know, Pete Carroll got love, and he don't got a job now. I guess there's not a lot of love in the NFL. Really isn't. And, you know, for all the coaches that were hired today, there were some coaches that got completely dumped on. Tom Brady's dad dissed Bill Belichick today. Micah Parsons. You know, we know he does his show weekly. Michael Parsons' comments went viral today as he criticized Dan Quinn and seemingly Mike McCarthy as well. You want to talk about love? Not a lot of love thrown these guys' way. And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, unfortunately, some of the negatives. Bill Belichick getting dumped on. Cowboys getting dumped on by their own players. And then we'll even it out with love. Pac-Man Jones had nice words for Andy Reid. We'll hear that on the other side of the break. So much news today. Joel Embiid, torn meniscus. Orioles getting Corbin Burns. We'll talk about it on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.